It's time for a special edition of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm Mike Hogan, your local host. It's very kind of you to tune in today. If you're driving home, do be careful. Omaha Virtual School. What kind of image does that bring to your mind? Well, it may not be what you think it is. I have the principal with me, Wendy Lowenstein.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
It's great of you to be here. Let's talk about this, because this is really a combination of in-person activity and motivation supreme for almost your quintessential independent study.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Our program is a blended model where learners come to our school once a week, and the rest of their coursework they work through at home using our curriculum and content with the support of a highly active parent who we call their learning coach.
Sure. So, and I just want to reiterate to make it abundantly clear for those who are listening that it really is a matter of that parent is very much involved. It's not just turning a child over to a computer and saying, "All right, have at it, and let me know how it's going." There's so much interaction there. And then there's also the aspect of coming to the school building. There's other students here. There's other teachers with whom they work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, it's the best of both worlds, really. And we are a very close-knit community. Our parents communicate regularly with our teachers, and our students communicate regularly with our teachers and their parents, more so than they would in a traditional school model. So it really takes a village, and especially in our program, it takes communication between school and home to a completely different level than what some may be used to.
Sure. Just yesterday, open enrollment for second semester has happened. So if you could describe for me the perfect family as candidates, what are some of the bullet points that you would look for folks that this would work for them?
Right. Well, we are a school that currently serves kindergarten through 11th grade. Next year, we'll add 12th grade to be a complete kindergarten through 12th grade school. In the kindergarten through 5th grade environment, obviously, our learners are younger. Some haven't learned yet. They're emerging readers. And so the parents need to sit next to those kindergarten at least through 4th grade students. So they have some support. Our 5th through 8th graders become a little more independent, but ultimately the parents still need to be home to support them if they have questions or concerns with the curriculum or content. And then our high school learners, really we're looking for parents who are still available and aware and willing to support, but those high school students who are wanting to take charge of their education, move at their own pace, that are just excited to learn, and those parents who are excited to support their learners in that process.
What are some of the materials and tools that are provided for the children?
Right. So in our program, families or students receive materials at home. So kindergarten through fifth grade, you get books and workbooks and manipulatives, blocks, base 10 blocks, and all sorts of fun things. Middle school receives some materials as well, even a microscope for the science class, and books and novels. And the high school materials, a lot of the materials are online, but they also do receive the novels and the obligatory big history books. So materials are sent home, but then also most of the curriculum and content is distributed through our online coursework.
So. Okay. How have you seen students perform? This has been,
is our fourth year.
Fourth year. Mm-hmm. In these 4 years, what have you seen as far as results go with some of these kids and how they're able to excel?
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of families who've seen their students flourish, who maybe in a traditional environment struggle with just working with large groups, or it might be the student who isn't outgoing and needs more attention, but they aren't willing to speak up. So we've had a lot of students who have really excelled because of the one-on-one attention they get at home with their parent and then our small learning environment here. We have a lot of students who are actively involved in activities. We've got some gymnasts, a rock climber, some dancers who are able to do school when it works for them and their schedule, but then also practice their craft or their interests during the day when they would typically be in school.
Sure. If people were looking for information, I mean in-person information, presentation coming up on Thursday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an information session coming up on Thursday, which is December 5th, and it's at 2 o'clock. Should only last about an hour. We'll do a tour. We'll have some parents, current parents in our program, share about their experience. And we are located at the Omaha Public Schools Teacher and Administration Center, lovingly called the TAC Building, on the fourth floor, so you'll be able to see our school in action as well as learn more about us at that time.
Great. And so if one is looking for information, one can go to omahavirtualschool.org. Again, that's omahavirtualschool.org, and it will redirect you to a nicely done website there, and you will be welcome to the virtual school to look at all the information you want. Thank you very much, Wendy, for coming in here. She's the principal of the Omaha Virtual School, and again, you can go to omahavirtualschool.org and learn everything you need to. The programming for NPR continues right about now.